Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's a great pleasure to be here today. A privilege, actually, to be here in front of everybody and to spread the messages of consciousness. It just is cool. And to make it fun, which is the whole point. So thanks for joining me on The Aware Show. Have you ever felt that sense of maybe an anxiety that doesn't lift, or you're reaching for a solution that your mind just loops on, you can't find? Or it's around maybe grief. It's around decisions, making new life path choices, all sorts of things where you can't necessarily figure it out. And you're looking for that break, like a lightness, a sense of lightness. That essentially is what Theta Healing does. Theta Healing, and Karen Abrams is joining me today, who's a master Theta Healer. She'll explain a lot more about this. But it works with to access Theta brainwaves. That's the word Theta. To reprogram subconscious beliefs that are causing us to stay stuck, that are causing us to stay in certain patterns that that don't allow us to actually transform and get results. Welcome. Thanks for joining me, Karen.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, yay. You and me both. It's a good day. Do you ever notice that some days are lighter than others?
Oh, yeah, especially lately. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes there's a density that is so thick you can't even see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice that?
Yeah.
In other days, it's just lighter. When you look at things from a theta level, obviously you see that in the human body with the brain, right? But do you ever see it energetically on a planetary basis or in a space?
I usually kind of gauge things by how I wake up in the morning. So Saturn is orbiting around me. So I kind of just gauge how I wake up in the morning and see, you know, what's out there. And then I want to, as soon as possible, if the energy feels negative, if it feels like I'm waking up. You know when you wake up and you're like, meh, meh, meh.
Right,
you're like,
right.
I don't know why I feel this way. And I find that funny.
So that's so nice.
I know. And so when that happens, I just make sure and I go into a feeling of gratitude. What am I really grateful for? What am I really feeling I am grateful for? And it doesn't matter if it's the same thing every day. I always say, just go there, and it really helps shift that energy pretty quickly into that place so that you can come and participate in a positive way. I mean, look, we all have bad days. We all have days where that's really tough to get around, you know, and you kind of feel like a crabby Appleton all the time.
Yeah.
I'm dating myself here with Captain Kangaroo. But if you get it. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely days that are more challenging than others, but usually when I start and really feel gratitude as opposed to just know, you know, we all know we're lucky. We all know that, you know, if we're lucky enough to have food on the table, if we have a roof over our head, we all know those things, but we don't always feel them viscerally. But I find when you really can get into gratitude viscerally, that you're there, and it really shifts things really fast,
it
allows the universe to kind of come back and say, oh, you're feeling good. Let's give you something else to feel good about, because that's what you'll be looking for.
That's nice. So Theta Healing, why did you get into Theta Healing?
That's a good question. There's the quick answer. I don't know. We have a half an hour.
Yeah, we're good. We're golden.
We're good. I think the first person who influenced me to become a healer was my mother. When I was 17 years old, she got ovarian cancer, and she had what they called late stage 3. So they said, some of the smartest people out there said, the doctors said that without chemo, she'd live 6 months and with 18 months. And she just did everything she could. She did everything conventional and everything unconventional. So she got like a double dose of chemo, and she got – we had a family therapist and an art therapist and a meditation teacher. She had a psychic healer, and this was, what, over 30 years ago.
Wow.
So they were harder to find than –
Yeah, yeah.
And everything you could think of, she went for and left no stone unturned. And God bless her, she was a miracle, and she lived till 2 years ago. So she lived another 30 years.
Oh, my
which
goodness.
Which was truly a miracle, and got to see her kids get married. She got to see more grandkids and spend more time with them. Yeah. And it was just a real blessing. And so what I learned from that was that the doctor's office wasn't the only place that you could get a healing, and that you really need to go everywhere to do that. So that was kind of my first blammo, you know, and really understanding it's bigger than I thought. And you flash forward from there into my 30s, I had anxiety. I started getting anxiety. I had it for about 6 years. And I had a friend who had hooked up with Vianna Steibel, who's the founder of Theta Healing. She's an amazing, amazing person. Anyways, she'd been working with her for a while, and I just saw her like changing all these things in her life all over the place, and with her health and her relationship. And at the end of all of that, she started making money, and I'm like, that's kind of interesting too. So then she was hosting Vianna to come in and teach a class. And I just remember thinking, well, I feel okay right now, but, you know, I don't know. But I guess I'm okay. I don't necessarily need to. And I remembered these words from a friend of mine's mentor who said, you know, everybody – so many people are just fine with being fine, and few people are comfortable with being great. And I just went, oh, okay.
That's me.
I could do that. So I did it. I took the class, and what happened was at the end of the class on Monday – I remember after the class over the weekend – that I just felt all this space like in front of my heart, in front of my body. And I didn't even know what that was, because she was the first energy healer I had ever – encountered. And all of a sudden I realized I didn't have the anxiety, and it was the first time in 6 years that my body was out of fight or flight. I mean, I woke up every morning terrified with my body, just my my heart pounding. I'd been going to a therapist a year and a half at that point in time. He did a fantastic job. I always say we got it down from an 11 to a 3, but I was still terrified every day and shaking every day, and I couldn't access that part.
And that calmed you.
Yeah. And that, so the theta just finished because you could access your subconscious and really get in there and really shift things. And that's what happened. And so I just signed up for classes and practice classes. And Vianna was in Idaho at that time. I flew to Idaho to take her classes, and I didn't care if it cost it. You know, it was on the card, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I was going to do it because it just blew me away.
And then you went on to become – well, maybe it did, because it struck a nerve in you in saying, hey, this resonates with me. I can do this.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And because you now then combine your intuitive abilities, which is great that you told me about the story about your mother being a healer, being an intuitive, and how she intuitively healed her body. She did everything she could to do that and really had an incredible 30 more years.
Yeah. No, that was great.
Yeah. So it combined those two. So theta healing, it accesses the theta brainwaves, the subconscious. How does it do that?
Well, what it is it's a simple meditation, and basically you're connecting to God or to Source or whatever that name is for you, whatever that energy is for you, and you're asking for a healing. So what happens when you go into that meditation, when you make that connection, is your brain waves are slowing down into the theta brainwave state. And so we know from hypnotherapy that that's the brainwave that accesses the subconscious. And one of the main differences is that we're using this divine loving source to go there. And so once you're in with that love, with your permission, only with your permission, I can't do anything without it, you can access and change damaging belief systems that you have. I'm worthless. I'm nothing. I'll never make it. It'll never work out for me. It works out for everybody else, those kinds of things. And feelings that, you know, you have from childhood, abuse, trauma, shock, bitterness, you know, resentment, anger, rage, all of those things, betrayal, that might still be there and most possibly are there. And help access that, learn about what you need to learn about it, and let it go, and then replace that with love and compassion. So you're just – it's a way to let go of your baggage, and in a really wonderful way. And, you know, as we get older, we just – we're collecting. Yeah. We're trash collectors. And then you don't even know who you are. And so in a way, because you're acting from your baggage, you're reacting, right? And we all have that. We're all probably always will, but it's the amount that we have. And this just allows you to go back into that place of being naturally joyful. Look at babies. Babies aren't in bad moods.
Right, because right? they haven't had enough time to train their right. brains to do that pattern.
No, they're happy.
They haven't had any time to do that. But over years, we train our brains to go into these patterns of stress, anxiety, fear, right. and it's just a training. It's like we're yeah. doing it to ourselves, essentially.
Right.
Until there's something that comes along and says, no, here's another way to train your brain. Let's go yeah. into this pattern.
And I remember that when I was in my 20s and kind of things started piling up and I started kind of stiffening up a little bit.
Yeah.
Was that I was like, God, I know I'm a happy soul. Where'd it go?
Yeah.
And I just felt all this weight kind of slowly, slowly, slowly. And that's probably the building of the anxiety, too, because yeah. that's just compressed emotion. And I just was like, God, where'd it go? I know I'm happy. Where is it? And when look, I had joy. It's not, I wasn't dragging around, but I just knew there was more and there was an openness. And when I found this work, it just freed that up for me. And, you know, I had to go into a crisis. I had to go into it for years to figure it out. But, given that, you know, it happened and I got a solution and all of that stuff, it's pretty awesome. And that I can share this with other people
mm-hmm.
and
you're a believer.
They can get better. Yeah, I'm a believer.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Big believer, yes.
Well, I mean, it has taken on – when something like this takes on such a momentum
right.
from many people and when there's a visionary like a Vianna mm-hmm. Stiebel.
Yes, Stiebel, yes.
It has a certain weight to it where mm-hmm. it actually has truth to it and the truth takes over.
Right.
And I've seen incredible miracles happen. The space part, that yeah. when you said that you felt space.
Yeah.
So when you are in any type of fear or anxiety, that crushing elephant mm-hmm. on the chest feeling mm-hmm. is a lack of space.
Right.
So how does changing your brainwaves change that feeling of space, you know?
Well, I think there's something in the slowing down. I think there's something, you know, when we're talking, we're in the beta and we're kind of ba 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 ba, right? And the alphas are slower and the gammas are really high. But when you get into the theta, we're slowing down so that we can get into the moment. And, you know, I mean, people talk about the moment all the time and you can roll your eyes back in your head about the moment, whatever you feel like. But when you're really just there, you kind of know you're okay, you know, and you feel like, oh, everything's fine. It's when we futurize or we're trapped
right.
in our past that we don't feel well, that we don't feel good. We feel sad or we're resentful or we feel blocked and stuck. But here, right here is okay. And so I believe that that's what we're doing when we're accessing the deepest part of ourselves. And in this work, we actually go into four levels. We go into the core level, which is everything that's happened in this lifetime. We go into the genetic level. So all the belief systems and the feelings and experiences that your ancestors brought to you. We go into the history level, which is our past life level and our collective consciousness. And then the soul level is the deepest part of all of those. So you're getting so deeply inside yourself. And it's not just about a conversation and feeling better. It's really getting in there and really doing that. And then it's allowing you – you know, when you clear that stuff out, your intuition just jacks up, you know? It just jacks right up.
It's already there.
Right. It's already there. Yeah. And that's one of the things that Vianna used to talk about. Like when you let go of resentment, you get more psychic because you're not, you know, you're not gnashing your teeth and spending time there. You're allowing yourself to trust your intuition, especially for women. That's our deal, right? We're taught, okay, you're very intuitive. Go for it, girl. Go for it, girl. And then we're taught, don't trust it. Right. Don't do the final thing that will make that decision for you. Right.
Yeah.
And so this is a way to kind of allow you to trust yourself and being more open and being able to move forward in that way.
So I think this makes a lot of sense. And there's so many things that we can do right now. First of all, this is our fun drive here at KPFK. Uh-huh. And Karen Abrams has been wonderful enough to donate Theta sessions to the radio station for our fun drive, which means you call 818-985-KPFK, and it's a $150 donation to the station, and it is a wonderful 30-minute Theta healing session where you'll be able to work directly with Karen Abrams on any issue that you want to work with. She addresses physical, emotional imbalances, life transitions, relationship issues, so much more. We are limited to five of these because there's only so much time that Karen has. But it is I had the opportunity to work with Karen, which I felt so much lighter. And I felt space. And in that in this, you know, kind of crazy, chaotic environment of this city we live in, just to get the opportunity to get a break, it was so nice. It was really nice. And if you're feeling exhausted or overwhelmed, like we tend to get in this city, and with the social media, and with all the and decisions in life. I think the average person has to have three jobs now at this point. that it's possible to have that space without changing anything other than your mind.
Right.
That's so amazing. So call us here, 818-985-KPFK. There are only five of these sessions that Karen has graciously donated to KPFK for our fund drive here. So get the numbers going, 818-985-KPFK. So when you go into access somebody's, and you can do this over the phone, right? These sessions over the phone. Uh-huh. And you tune into their frequency and then just go into it. Does the person need to be in a relaxed state, or how does that work?
Well, it's better than being on the freeway, I will tell you that.
I would think so.
I would be somewhere where you're sitting and you're comfortable, or you're lying down and you're comfortable.
But you can still tune into their field, right?
Yeah. You just tune right in. You know, someone's got to let you. That's what I really love about this work. It's really based on free will. So if somebody wants to change something, it'll change. I mean, we talk about, and Vianna talks about, that you're really just creating a space for this person to heal with this energy, with Source or God. So you're just creating that space for that to happen. We're the facilitators. And but yeah, you're connecting up and they're saying, okay, I'm an open book and let's find the root of what's going on with me, because there always is a root to it.
Joy.
Yeah.
Joy is – let me talk to you about that, about joy. When you said you had lost it, and where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
And you felt that. Was it an experience for you of when you found that joy again, was it different? Was it not like you were looking for the old childhood joy, but was it a different kind of joy?
I think it felt deeper. I remember being
like
a kid. Do you remember when you're in middle school and you're kind of depressed because you hate yourself and you're all like
trying to fit in, blah blah blah.
Right. You just don't. It just feels so. You know, it just doesn't feel really great. And I used to believe that depth was in depression, you know, and sadness and going down. And that's the way. If I could get a hug from my friend, I'd be depressed, so I could get it. And so I thought that was kind of the gateway to depth. And as I got older, I realized that wasn't true. And going through my 20s and definitely into my 30s, I just realized the depth. What this showed me was the depth of joy. And that is just so, so huge. And then, you know, when I had a baby, when I had a child with my wife, and it was such an amazing experience, that was like a
whole nother joy.
Oh, my gosh.
A totally
Boom.
Different kind of joy. Yeah.
Just all the doors and the windows and the walls fell down.
Yeah.
So that was even a bigger thing than I'd ever experienced.
It's so interesting because we really don't need anything in order to have joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a beautiful, raw moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be in the presence of joy.
Right.
Life could be crumbling and falling down around you, but it's just that state of joy that is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And it is only owned by us.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be taken away by anyone. I'm preaching.
Well, I think puppies have it too. Have you ever seen them walk?
Yeah. That is amazing. They
Find yourself a puppy. Yes.
They do. Yeah. I love Labrador puppies. They just are in a state of – all puppies.
Yeah.
State of pure joy. Uh-huh. All of the sessions have gone, so we thank you very much for that, which is like instant and amazing.
Oh, cool.
And if people want to reach you, they can go to thinktheta.com. Uh-huh. Now, Think Theta, you have this really cool thing happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. Tell me about
that
thing.
It's such a cool thing. On November 6th, I am doing a five-day challenge called Surviving the Holidays with Your Family, which is a free participation to help you heal the top five triggers that freak you out when you visit your family. Because that's just something that, you know, people always kind of dread, and you can feel it in the air as November gets closer. You can feel it in the air that people are going, oh gosh, I have to go visit my family. And for the people who that's an issue, right? And to go back into that state of
triggering,
triggering. This is where I was a kid. This is where they look at me like I was a kid. This is where they say, "Oh, are you still in that apartment? You still have? Are you still?"
Some
that
family
guy?
Members are people you wouldn't even choose as friends,
right? And they don't always feel entitled to an editing button, you know. Right. And so you're going to hear it all because they're like, "Yeah, you got me for life." So
the card,
you know,
goes down.
I can say anything. Really, you can't get rid of me. So this is a free way every day for 5 days to get a free healing. And to actually, you guys are going to be the ones who are going to build it, because I'm going to ask you what are the – within each five of the triggers, you're going to give me three examples of that in your life. And then from then to, you know, a few hours later, I'm going to build a healing session that is specific to everybody who participates in this. And then we'll run it for like 15, 20 minutes every single day for 5 days for free. So it's going to be really – it's going to be a
nice.
Lot of fun.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. So on your website, thinktheta.com, they can – find out where to sign up?
Yeah, there's a box there, a sign-up form. You can just sign right up there, and it's free, so have
at
it.
That is so wonderful. Oops, we have two left. The two left of the readings, right? Miscommunication. That's cool. We can definitely – there's two left, so give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. This is for the readings that Karen is doing, 30-minute readings, individual readings, that she has donated her time to the station. Call us, 818-985-KPFK. It is a $150 donation to the station, and it is the opportunity to have your own individual issues for Karen to go into that theta healing state with you and reprogram the subconscious. And it doesn't take more than 30 minutes. I mean, really – Karen's able to get into, and also, you know, really combined it with her education, intuition, and experience, to really get to the root of the issue quickly. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a combination word of intuition and experience. Inexperience.
Intrarience. How's that? I have intrarience.
Yes.
That sounds like a disease.
Intusperience. It's true. I mean, it comes together, because the more that you do this, the more you feel and you know what works and what doesn't, what resonates and so forth. So, all right, give us a call here. Two of those left, 818-985-KPFK. And also let's go back to the surviving the holidays with your family. So how do you identify the top five triggers?
Well, I just went into – I mean, we all kind of know what they are.
As an example.
I'll give you one, but we want to keep the others so that it'd be so exciting. But like, criticism is an easy one. You know, like when you walk in the door and someone says, "Honey, you look tired."
Oh, God. I get that all the time.
Are you overworking yourself? What's going on? Is your boyfriend giving you trouble? Are you still –
put the bags under your eyes.
Yeah. What's going on? Did you lose weight? I think you lost too much weight. You look – So, you know, they feel like they can say things like that. So you kind of tense up immediately, and you're like, ugh. So all of a sudden you've walked in the door and this is what's going on. And really the goal is to be able to have these triggers healed or diffused so that you can go and, you know, it's not necessarily changing anybody else's behavior. It's just the way that you react to them. But the truth is that once they see that you react differently, then they can't dance with you the same way. They just can't do it.
That's for anyone.
Yeah. Yeah,
it could be
anyone.
Work relationships.
Absolutely.
You know, personal relationships. Anyone that triggers you. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I like it's couched around the holidays because we all head into that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
At a certain point. But it's also – you can actually go into where those deep patterns are and start to rewire that, because those are long-term patterns.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking –
triggers.
Absolutely. And they could be genetic. You know, you don't know how far back they go. So so you don't know the severity with which you're reacting is really from just now, or is it from with other places. You know, there's a lot of people who just feel like they've been dismissed, you know, or overlooked in their emotions, and their emotions, you know, don't have importance for other people, or they feel like they've got to sacrifice themselves or earn their existence in the family. And so there's a lot of people out there who kind of give and give and give, and their family
there's
just
no
takes it. Yeah, there's no permission.
Yeah.
And so and all the other things that go on with just the dynamic of, you know, growing up with people, because they weren't their finest in their finest hour the whole time.
Right.
So,
as
you know,
growing.
And so it changes things, and it changes things for the better.
let me talk to you. Something we were talking about before the show about this philosophy of focusing on what you want. Focusing on what you want. It's one of the things that we hear all of the time. Mm-hmm. We heard it in the law of attraction. We've heard it in so many different areas.
Right.
But we forget it all the time.
Right.
And does theta healing help you to retrain your brain to focus on what you want?
Yeah, because you're not – all of these things, like we said, the resentments and the angers, feeling left behind, all of those things don't – aren't affecting you in the same way. You don't have that bitterness anymore. You're going, oh, maybe things can be better. And, ooh, maybe I can step into my power and get it done myself. You know, I mean, nobody does it alone, but we tend to back off when we've got so many things going on. Or we, like you said, overwhelm's a big thing. Overwhelm's sort of the last thing, right? It's the last thing that's going on. And you got to clear that out to go, oh, okay, what's really going on? So, yeah, that's absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, so that's a great point. And if you're just listening today right now, and you're reminded, focus on what you want. Focus on what you want. Because the more you talk about it, the more that your brain starts to rewire and vibrationally you attract it.
And right. And that's also focus on the solution, which is really the same thing. I'm just shuffling the deck just a little bit differently. Because, you know, especially in like we were talking about this political climate, and there's a lot of destructive stuff going on.
Wow. Every
there's
day.
A lot of, right. There's the a lot of changes. Destructive stuff coming from the government. We've got nature. We've got a lot of things going on. So it's easy to say, you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket. And but at the same time, it's like, okay, so what's the solution? Because I focused on the problem and it depresses the heck out of me. And that's okay for the moment, but the only way I'm going to get out is figure out the solution. So when you're subconscious, when you really focus on that, your mind, it's like when you try to find out that name of that guy from that place. And you're like, wait, what is that? What is that?
Yeah.
And midnight, you're like, yes, it's Ted. I knew it. Right? And so it's the same thing. When you focus on the solution, your mind, even when you're doing other things, is going there. And you're going to figure out what it is that you need to do to make a difference. And that's what's so amazing.
You know what I was noticing? And I've spoken with so many different wonderful healers that put such an intention on diffusing that hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Little pockets of healers everywhere with their communities. Mm-hmm. I think I must have spoken to maybe 7 or 8 groups of people that put their focus and intention on breaking and redirecting that hurricane. And it was really pretty miraculous the way that it changed energy. I do see if we put our focus and our attention on what we want, as a collective group, it can definitely make a difference.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Now, all of the readings are gone officially. So thank you very much for that and for your time and donating all your time to the station. And your friend and mine is on next, Lisa Barnett.
So oh, my gosh. That's going to be wonderful.
Going to talk about Akashic readings. But thank you so much. And, again, go to Karen's website, which is thinktheta.com. Great name.
Thank you.
And there's a free 5-day challenge that's coming up starting November 6th. And you can sign up for that for all of your holiday triggers. I love that. I just think that's a great – you really hit the nail on the head with that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's so good to see you.
Oh, thank you so much. Such an honor to be here. Anytime.
We'd love to come and play with you. And you are such a true light worker.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for holding the space for all of us.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Keep it up.
Okay, I will.